This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Whawhia te kite I Māotoronga. Fill the basket of knowledge. Welcome, library lovers, to Slanza Sessions, a podcast to celebrate school libraries and all of the people who inhabit them. We want to share our love of books for youth and young people and our passion for school libraries. We'll be asking questions and seeking answers about how we can all ensure the school library maintains its valuable place in the New Zealand literacy and education landscape. I'm Alan Dingley, and along with Sasha Eastwood and Chris Auer, we'll be bringing you interviews, reviews, views and more. We look forward to having you along for the ride.
Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome back. It is Slanza Sessions, our favourite time of the week, fortnight, month, whenever we record. No one really knows. And we're hoping that you guys are in the same frame listening to us. We hope your earballs are excited by silken tones.
It's
the last Friday of June. We've come in like, it's going off like a frog in a sock in here. So, hey, how are we doing, Chris? How are we doing, Sash? Everyone good?
Oh, my gosh.
Tired but good.
I just needed this. This is great. I'm envisioning people washing their dishes and folding their washing and doing their
mowing
cataloging.
Lawns and crocheting.
And listening to us, like, fall about ourselves because Alan just said something about a frog being in a sock.
Goes off like a frog in a sock, because you imagine a frog in a sock would be going off, wondering what he's doing in a sock.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
No, you did that say? Oh, if I just invented the stuff again. So let's get professional team. End of term.
Really?
What news is ongoing at the moment? We know that the wonderful collected is out.
It is out, and it's a bumper.
It is. There's truckloads like going on in there.
It's a bumper issue. It's a great read, and I've got it. I printed it out and put it in my staff room for people to read. Because we need to be, that's another way we can be showcasing the mahi that's happening around the motu, right, is to get it out in front of people that don't necessarily see what's going on.
Absolutely. If we're going to profile and showcase what we do, profile it. What a great example. All of that stuff crammed in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an amazing effort. So, yeah, make sure you are reading your collected and checking in. And, hey, give me some lovely feedback saying, hey, it was great to read about this person, or, hey, I've done this in my library. Because feedback is joy. So, that's what we need.
Feedback is joy.
What else? Oh, Southern Hui. Oh, my God, how exciting.
Yeah. It's so exciting.
Yeah, I love when an email pops up in the inbox. Yeah, again, Invercargill goes off. Slightly colder. Goes off in a colder way.
Yes.
It means it's cool.
It is cool.
It's cooler. Because the email just popped up. Abstracts, right?
Yeah, abstracts for workshops are out. So if you've got something that's you've been running quite successfully, a little bit of a journey you've been on in your library.
And please don't do what people have said to me in the past. Oh, I thought about presenting, but I didn't know if people would be interested. If it's about a school library, we will be interested.
We will be interested.
We don't care if you're just going to come in and show us the cool stickers you've made for our spines.
No.
Because we'll all then start a conversation of, what genre are you using, or what lettering, what font are you using?
Oh, font, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what image?
Exactly.
Oh, there's just so much.
Anything, just anything, because we all wrap around each other. Anything that's presented, we're just
it's a very
go,
small
oh, cool.
but dedicated team organising the Southern Hui. All the information is always on the Slanza website. Get in there, have a look. We've got some amazing keynotes. We're looking forward to seeing some amazing workshops coming through. And it's going to be a great 1.5 days of, fun and learning.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Check that out. Check
in
that
a shorter
info.
Term.
Think
beforehand.
About what's going on. And even if you've got questions, if you're not sure you're brave enough to do an abstract, but you've got half an idea, ask someone else. We'll throw it on listserv or something and say, hey, I've got this half an idea. Does anyone want to present with me or take this idea and run with it? Because there might be someone that's willing to do it.
Well, email Lauren, the convener.
Yeah.
And because she might have had another email from someone else saying a similar thing.
I've got half an idea about
What are the books, sort of best bookends to use? You know,
bookends, yeah.
Do we call it bookends, dividers? I don't know anymore.
Anyway.
So, Southern Hui, all good. So I think other than that, what other exciting things that are going on, that are about to be going on, is a connection with our guest today.
A connection with our guest.
And I think if you're going to talk about this particular week, you've got to go to the top.
You do have to go to the, yes.
The tippy top. And we have got the lovely Trina Lull. The president of Slanza and just general all-round awesomeness. Hey, Trina, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Helen. How are you guys?
We'll start it easy. We don't want to freak you out as we do other people. Have you got any news?
We've got lots of news. We've got our very super cool activations that we're doing at the moment that have been coming out to you each fortnight to help advocate for school libraries. And we've got Aotearoa School Library Week.
Whoop, whoop.
Resources coming out as well.
Always a good time. That's 10th to 14th of August.
Yeah.
Aotearoa, yes. New Zealand School Library Week 2026. Oh, always got such a good time to celebrate.
And if you haven't sent your MP a letter about the amazingness of school libraries, it's never too late to send that out. We need all of our... not only our electorate MPs, but party candidates to know all about the amazingness of school libraries. So it's definitely not too late to be looking back in your emails and finding the very first activation, which included that letter to the MPs. We've had some amazing responses, some generic responses, but some really good responses.
Responses are response.
From our elected and our candidates from around the world.
I just love some of the wording in those generic things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate the work that goes on behind the scenes. Cool, feel free to fund it. So, School Library Week, there's just so many cool things. And I was having a look through the brochure, and Whale and the Snapper, because it was the first time I'd seen it, and I love their cover.
The cover's cool, eh?
Because that's the story walk, right?
Yeah,
Can you tell us a bit more about that, yeah. Trina?
So... the Story Walk originated in public libraries in Vermont, and they've registered it as a registered
global event.
I want to say trademark, but trademark is not the right word. Yeah. And so as part of the conditions of making a Story Walk, we have to state where the Story Walk comes from, which is where your information sheet comes in at the beginning. But essentially, Scholastic have extremely generously given us access to printable PDF versions of the whole book so that you can pop them out on stakes and put them around your school, and you can direct your ākonga around your school to read the story as they're walking in the outdoors.
I've just opened it with a laptop here because I'm a swap. But oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. Once upon a time in the sparkling blue waters of Whalers Bay.
It's the first bilingual book we had.
Oh, that's so good.
And extensive teacher resource notes that come with it.
It's a school-wide pitch you can do, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's a school-wide
and
pitch.
And I think it's adaptable to all ages too, actually. There's, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a picture book up around a secondary.
I can see
some people really enjoying that. And everyone loves a good picture book, don't they?
Yep.
And it is like Alan said, it's just such a beautiful book. And it's a very cool story. It's based on an Aesop fable, isn't it, Trina?
Again, straight away, there's a connection, isn't there?
The lion and the mouse.
Yeah.
So your English classes do Aesop's fables.
Yeah.
The different morals, and you get into like moral discussions.
That's right.
Biology and science can do the
social science.
The life, the life under the sea here.
Yeah.
It's just and that's just like one thing, you know, as part of like what the week's all about. And obviously the week is all about celebrating school libraries. I'm scrolling. See, the thing is I get distracted. It's just so good. So the activity guide comes in, and it's one of those things is that these are all just guides, right, Trina?
Yep.
This is just like little crumbs for people to take and just go om nom nom and then just go with their own thing, right?
Absolutely. And all the year's activity guides are still on our website. So if you wanted to go back and have a look through all of the others and go, oh, I actually really like this one from 2022, I'm going to do this time, then that's great. What we're doing is we're creating this gorgeous big bank of of resource ideas to get people started on making their school library the hub of, well, hub of activity, because it's already the hub of the school, but a hub of activity for the week so that we can celebrate everything that we do.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going through the like the list of suggested activities, right?
It's and, a fun one, isn't it?
Me with my improviser's brain, like the second one's it's called Can You Sell That? Create a real estate brochure or pamphlet to sell one of the houses in your favourite book. What are the best features of perhaps Dracula's Castle or the fabulous bedroom count of the Burrow? Maybe Toad Hall can be marketed as a DIY dream. Views to die for, built-in library, dungeons galore. I'm good friends with a couple of real estate people in town, and I'd love to get them to write a real estate pitch for like a famous house or Hogwarts. They're selling Hogwarts or something. And what a great idea, because it's a community connection.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is we've got to remember to sell our libraries, we've got to
wider.
Get community wider. Yeah. What a great thing.
And it could be a quiz. You could get them to sell the house and then people had to guess which house it is.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And so when you go through these suggested activities – again, make sure you're sharing with other people.
Yep.
Like jump on Listserv or wherever and say, oh, hey, with the secret book suggested activity, I did this.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's hive mind. It's everyone sharing.
And we're really keen, like we are every year, to make sure people are using the hashtag.
Yep.
And this year we've got some prizes, haven't we, Trina?
We do. We've got some cool prizes of books for your library. So if you use the hashtag ASLW26, then we'll be looking through that and we'll pop everyone who uses that hashtag into a draw to win packs of books.
What particular social media would that be on from a 52-year-old social media novice?
Instagram.
Instagram.
So we can find anything on the internet. As long as it's a public post, sometimes people not making their posts public, so we can't see them even if they do have the hashtag. So make sure that you've got a public post. Have it on Instagram, Facebook, Mumble, Twitter, Blue Sky. We'll be looking at all of those places, but yeah, make sure it's public.
Is that the middle of term three?
Week four, isn't it, Trina?
It's week four of term three.
So you've got, which is great, because you've got that 2-3 weeks like planning time. You start pitching things to the kids.
Mm. And the idea of having it out now, this week, was that people could print off the activity guide and just percolate those thoughts over the holidays.
Oh, good word.
Like how are you going to make it work, and what ideas have you got that you can use? And then it means that you can hit the ground running when you get back to school, and you've got that full 3 weeks. To then connect your staff to the activities and then through into the students, and we're all working together to make those things work, all those activities work, those ideas work within your library. And I'm hoping that Listserv will be a buzz with it in the first 3 weeks of the term of, oh, I've tried this, I'm going to do it this way. Has anyone got a Canva template, or has anyone got something else that we can use for this?
I'm going to put out a challenge. The first suggested activity in the guide is origami bookmarks, right? Have a look at the different kinds of origami corner bookmarks. You can make simple ideas of using plain paper and drawing faces on them, more intricate designs like butterflies, monsters. Use this link to see YouTube playlists for tutorials. I'd like people to present their origami creations that are inspired by that prompt, and I will figure out a book prize.
Ooh.
Now, I'm laying it out there now, all of you wonderful people. So I want to see your origami book corners or bookmarks or any origami creation that you have to show us that you have made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's using one of these suggested activities.
And how are they showing us, Alan?
Well, we will accept the honesty of a photo. You don't have to show us making it. I'm going to trust people out there.
So to the podcast email, or where are they sending these?
Oh, on the surf, like sharing. So everyone can share their things, and then we can make a bit of a. They have to shout out that it's for the Slanza Sessions.
Oh, of course, got to reference the podcast.
Yeah, this is for the Slanza Sessions Muppets idiots. Feel free to describe us anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, but we need to
listen. I don't know if I'm up for that.
Oh, I am.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, the way we act on this podcast, we could be called many names. But that's the sort of thing. I'm so excited by like these prompts and things, and it gets us excited about us. Like Trina, it helps us like remember what we do, and occasionally it's like a. A Barocca tablet, right? Yeah. If you're feeling flat, you throw in something fizzy and you're down it and you've got that burst of energy, and that's what this is about, right?
It is absolutely what it's about. It's about those beginning ideas to give you guys the energy and the buzz and the joy and thought process of how you can make it work for your students in your space.
And Trina's, together with our graphic designer, Kate, has come up with some bookmarks that you can download. Upstairs. There's some bunting there. And if that's all you've got, end up having time for is bookmarks and bunting. And one thing I thought I might do is print off the poster and have a, you know, I spy. You know, what can you see? What can you see? These list of these things, and that needs to be enough, you know, because you're already doing something different. You're already, you know, kickstarting and or give your highest level. So primary schools, give your year sixes a challenge. What kind of activities do you want to run in the library? Your school librarians, you know, just get those people involved and get them thinking about how they can be running their space, because it is their space. Let's get some buzz.
Sorry, I just opened the crossword and I'm trying to do some of the answers.
Right.
I don't know the first one, which is like really kind of embarrassing. But it's that thing, you don't tacos. Open everything. Tacos. Oh, thank you. Yep. Okay, everyone, the answer to a cross is tacos. Tacos. It's that, that we open some, we get resources and things like that. Sometimes we open them, and if there's lots of resources, we go, I can't possibly do all of those, and then we don't do any because we get daunted. And this is broken down into such little things. And, I'm going to do this crossword later at home just because it's so cute. And there's a word search. God, I love a good word search. And there's two crosswords.
There's the bingo.
Because I was looking at that earlier and I thought, okay, where are we here? Reading bingo. And it's that thing that, you know, you get at a mixer or a icebreaker. So there's reading bingo. Read a page of a book backwards. Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
It could be a picture book. It might only be one line.
Nice. Bite-sized chunks. Yeah.
And you could use the story walk.
Can you guys just talk? I'm just going to get a book from the foyer.
Oh dear, here we go. I was thinking maybe we could do a podcast where we quickly go through as many of the bingo challenges as we could. That might be quite fun.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Alan is about to start.
He's back now.
Hi, I've just been in the foyer and I've got a book, The Career That Chose Me, Remembering Dame Vera Lynn.
Oh.
This is at Manawatu People's Radio. Occasions many on Hall Albert Royal, the at performed, have I.
What have you started, Trina?
I love it already. Oh, my God, that is so good. My subversive brain.
So you ticked a box off already.
Yes. Woo. Thank you, everyone. I've achieved. But it's got, as you see, like, reading the car, reading a costume. Oh, Kia beer.
Oh, yeah.
Kia beer. Sweet. Gives me an excuse to wear. Well, I don't need an excuse to wear my costume. Read a book aloud in a silly accent. Obviously, that will scare some of you, but do it on your own. Make yourself laugh. Do it in the car, or don't because you're driving. Do it at home. These are just little joyful. They're all so joyful. Read a recipe and make it. But
read
obviously,
one in
click
water.
Click go to menu. Don't read the whole story on the internet of bloody recipes.
No.
Oh God, yeah. This is a recipe my dad made back in the 1940s. Yeah.
There's a website. Sorry, this is a complete, what's the word? I've lost my words now.
Segway. No, it's not. It's a
digression.
Digression. I found a website where you can put the recipe URL in and it takes out all the
Story stuff, all just gives you the
rubbish,
recipe.
And it just gives you the ingredients in the recipe. I love it.
Maybe we should do a cooking episode. Cookbooks are books, right?
Yeah. Well, what's
your go-to
recipe?
I've
got a Harry Potter cookbook.
So find your favourite one out of a book.
Roald Dahl cookbook. Yep.
Yeah, there are heaps of that. So we can find a themed recipe.
Yeah.
And then our go-tos.
Sorry, Trina.
And then what we'll do is we'll get people to send us, they'll make us sweet treats and send them to us and we can judge them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a tough job that'll be.
No, that's just my idea, just get cupcakes and brownies and stuff.
Post them
and cookies. Well, package them up nicely. come visit, like, overnight, knock on the door to eat brownies.
It only cost you $30-something for an overnight delivery in today's postal costs.
Just for me to eat it. But this year, read at the supermarket, read in the car. Carry a book around with you. And if you're waiting someone to go beep, beep, beep with your groceries and saying, how's your day?
You could read to them. You could read aloud to the checkout operator. Who's not going to love that?
I can see Alan doing
Is it a challenge?
It's a challenge.
Oh, I can see you doing it already.
Me reading to a checkout operator?
I can see you doing
Trina's
it already.
Trina's losing it, I just want to say. She's like...
What have you... You really? Started this, Trina. Don't... You're taking responsibility for this. Okay. I'll try and make a video of me reading to a checkout operator.
Awesome.
And I'll post it somewhere.
Yep. Hashtag ASLW26. Yeah,
me doing my reading bingo. But that's what it's about, right, Trina? Like... The simple joys.
It's absolutely what it's about.
Because this isn't just for our libraries and our students. Yeah.
Books in every hand. That's what we want. It's people just taking their books with them everywhere and just reading a little bit every day.
I'm now envisioning Alan in his Care Bear costume. Literally throwing books at people at the supermarket and reading aloud a page to each one as he throws it. You know, like
me on the conveyor belt that moves the groceries along in a Care Bear outfit reading a book.
A baggage claim at a
baggage claim at an
airport. We'll go to the pubs and I'll be and you keep going round.
Okay. Unclaimed.
Unclaimed, yeah. That would be right.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Why didn't you put that on the bingo sheet, Trina? Read on a conveyor belt at the airport. Next year, yeah.
Okay, this is a challenge, people. There's another photo. It's like you reading in strangest places.
Yeah.
You know, because reading's everywhere. But that's like, obviously we sound a bit silly, but that's the cool thing about it. The idea of someone seeing someone read a book in a Kiwi costume in a supermarket, they'll think it's weird, but they'll think, oh. There's a book.
A librarian. They must have a really awesome library. Let's bring it back to the point here.
Yes, yes, but we are the libraries. Us wondrous people.
Such fun. I just can't wait, actually. I'm really looking forward to seeing people's pictures on Listserv, pictures on Instagram, pictures on Facebook, pictures on our, we've got our Facebook connected, Slender connected group.
Sharing
just
the joy.
Share that joy. Let's get excited.
That's what this is meant to inspire, is that joy of our space, joy of books, joy of, as Trina said, a book for every person in every hand. That's where it comes from, and that's what we're here for. So, I mean, it's just so much fun. And it's provided to you lovely people. I mean, let's give, Slanzer and all you wonderful people a bit of a pucky-pucky.
Pucky-pucky, yay!
Because, again, we're just, we've been given the goods. Doing the mahi, and it's for us to use or not use. It's obviously up to everyone, but the resources are there, the little prompts.
And if that week doesn't work for you, feel free to use those resources at any week in the year where you have where you want to celebrate your library.
True. Yeah, if you decide to, the little icon in the corner, if it's October, November, just cover that up and just use it for whatever else you need. Because, if we keep talking to people about how our library should be fun, we've got to make it fun and show people why our library is fun instead of just claiming it. You've got to show people what it is.
Yeah, that's right. You can't just claim it. You've got to prove
it. That's it. We're doing it. But in your way, obviously I'm a little bit more extroverted than some people.
Are you?
I know. I've been told that. It's a weird thing. And everyone, as I said, you take bite-sized chunks. It's word finds on the table when they walk into the library. Simple as that. And if you don't have the time or energy to do
that. And funnily enough, the word finds are book related. So,
seems
weird,
like a
isn't
good
it?
Plan.
Yeah.
You guys are smart.
Find the book that you've just found the title in the crossword. See, find
guys,
it in the library.
You're not just pretty faces and chaotic energy over there at Slansbury. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Oh,
actually,
Trina!
I was doing the answers today in the crossword because I thought I'd better do the crossword answers so that when someone says, "What are the answers?" I actually have it. And I sat there for a good 20 minutes not being able to remember what the answer to one of them was.
See, chaotic
what book
energy.
Was that, Trina?
Oh, that was the one that I asked you guys about.
That one.
Yeah, behind the scenes, people, it's just like you guys. Like, some days we just don't know what's going on.
No.
But it gets done.
And we're going to quickly ask Trina what her book, Heart and...
Oh, have we not? Because we've had her on before.
She might have a new one.
She may have changed. What's the last book you remember vividly from the last year?
pool.
Ooh.
No, I can't talk about that one on this podcast.
Oh,
excuse me. We are pretty open here. Oh, are you embarrassing yourself? Is that why you're saying you can't?
Yeah.
Is it about ice hockey?
Is it fairy mush?
No, I think the one that I would like to talk about today is the Land of Stories series.
Chris Colfer.
The first one's called The Wishing Spell. And it's by Chris Colfer, who's an American actor. He was one of the guys in Glee.
Yep.
That was
gay character Kurt.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, I got told that. I don't know that.
It's really lovely because it's based around fairy tales. But each fairy tale has this really weird twist to it that you're not expecting. And this is like life that's gone on after the fairy tale finishes.
Yes.
And these modern day kids have come into it and they're working through this. But these are stories that they've grown up with their whole lives and their whole childhood. And they're suddenly seeing them in the flesh for the first time. And it's a really clever way of bringing those traditional fairy tales back to what we're thinking about and what we're talking about and how things happen after the happily ever after and what kind of long-term effects.
And there's a series.
For Sleeping Beauty.
It's a series, Trina.
Yeah.
It is a series, yes. It's a 6-book series.
It's still being published? Is it like?
No. Oh. No, it's finished. It's all in print now. It's all lovely. And by the end of it, the kids who started off are writing their own stories.
That's cool.
As part of the book as well. And it's super cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was super popular when I was at Peninsula. It was a lovely. Obviously, when actors write books, you kind of go, oh. But his was spot on. They were really, really cool. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Trina Lyle, The Land of Stories by Chris Colfer. That is her recommendation of a bit of joy that she's found in her library. So thank you, Trina, as always. A, for your mahi. We really do appreciate you. And to Slanzer in general for the Aotearoa NZ School Library Week 2026. How exciting is that going to be? And now I'm super excited about being dressed up and going into a supermarket and doing something a little bit silly. I could do the storybook book. I could do it in the shellfish section because we've got like a muscle. There's a muscle right. tank.
I think we're over time. Are we over time, Chris?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'll fill you in. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you're okay. So thank you, Trina. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sash.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, everyone out there. Ka kite anō.
Haerera.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.